1462 to 1505. Ivan III Vasilievich, Ivan the Great. The princes of Moscow never wanted to remain lackeys of the Mongols forever, and the declining influence of the invaders in the middle of the 14th century became the first window of opportunity for a strike. In 1830, the Muscovite ruler, Dmitry Donskoy, led a successful raid on the Mongols. He trounced the Mongol forces at the Don River in Kulikova. Though he earned immense fame for his intrepid feat, the Mongols returned in strength 2 years later to reinstate Tatar rule in Muscovy. Things were to remain this way until the following century. It took Ivan III, or Ivan the Great, 1462 to 1505, to do away with Tatar rule in Muscovy. He had a big vision for Moscow. Following the collapse of Constantinople and the emperor, who was the last Greek Orthodox Christian, he wanted Muscovy to become the new Rome. 1547. Ivan IV, Ivan the Terrible, becomes the first Tsar. In 1547, Ivan IV, also called Ivan the Terrible, ascended to the throne and was entitled the first Tsar. The 16-year-old Tsar's reign commenced with constructive and continuous reformations, which were achieved due to the help he obtained from a clutch of boyars. By mid-16th century, the native administration was restructured, the military was reformed, and a new law code was announced by Ivan IV. Ivan the Terrible's leadership was austere and saw immense violence. He also suffered from depression and paranoia.